Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome. I'm Mark Blunden and you're listening to Tech and Science Daily from the Evening Standard in London. Please make sure to hit subscribe. Here's what's happening today, Thursday, the 25th of March. First, attorney generals for 12 US states are accusing Facebook and Twitter of failing to stop people spreading misinformation about coronavirus vaccines on their platforms. In a letter to Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg and his Twitter counterpart Jack Dorsey, it's claimed anti-vaxxers have used social media to downplay the danger of COVID-19 and exaggerate the risks of vaccination. The letter says those behind the false posts lack medical expertise and are often motivated by financial gain. Facebook says the company has removed millions of pieces of COVID-19 and vaccine misinformation, while Twitter says more than 22,400 tweets on the topic have been deleted. Next, union chiefs are warning about what it calls huge gaps in British unemployment law over the use of artificial intelligence at work. The Trades Union Congress says workers could be hired and fired by algorithm and new legal protections are needed. Among the changes it's calling for is the legal right to have any high-risk decisions reviewed by a human. Now, a charity is also warning that big tech needs to stop its reliance on AI for moderation in attempts to stamp out abuse, particularly non-consensual photography. Thousands of women and non-binary people are signing up for free digital self-defense workshops run by the British charity Glitch.
It is getting worse. It is getting particularly worse for women of colour. We knew this 2 years ago when Amnesty told us that every 30 seconds a woman is abused on Twitter. We knew this when Amnesty also told us that black women are 84% more likely to be harassed online.
That's Glitch founder Sheyi Akiwowo, who is also a member of Twitter's Trust and Safety Council. So what needs to be done?
In order to make the online space safe, we needed to engage it with everybody that can help make that space safe. And that obviously includes tech companies, small and large. That includes governments, but it also includes digital citizens, the individuals online. There has been such a leeway given and grace given to tech companies to try and make it work through self-regulation, but it seems that there isn't enough incentive for them to want to address it. They should be enforcing their own rules, and we can see that that isn't happening.
Now, here's something unusual on NASA's Mars mission currently underway. The little helicopter, due to take flight in April, called Ingenuity, has a tiny piece of the Wright brothers' first plane stowed aboard. The swatch of fabric is from one wing of Flyer 1, the plane that in December 1903 made the first powered flights on Earth. It's just the size of a postage stamp and is attached to a small cable underneath Ingenuity's solar panel. And let's hope it's a good luck charm for Ingenuity's own maiden flight on the Red Planet. It's the latest hot viral online gaming sensation, but put down your joystick because thousands of viewers are logging on to watch drivers run a stop sign. Yep, Stop Sign Cam, a Twitch channel, suddenly has over 125,000 followers, even though it's just a camera trained on a single neighbourhood intersection in Salem, Massachusetts, which was once infamous for its witch trials. Apparently, the majority of drivers are failing to stop at the junction, and if you're a motorist in Salem, Well, you'll want to hit the brakes, as rumour has it, the local constabulary also logs on to monitor who's breaking traffic laws. We'll be back in a minute. Please do make sure to hit subscribe.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
British comedy actor John Cleese has described the digital investment craze surrounding non-fungible tokens as completely absurd and is offering a drawing of his own for sale at £50 million. NFTs have been hailed as a way to sell digital artworks and assets without a physical piece being handed over to the buyer, and a JPEG by New York artist Beeple in March sold for more than $69 million. Now, Monty Python star Cleese, 81, is getting in on the craze with a tongue-in-cheek offering, an NFT of his drawing of Brooklyn Bridge sketched on an iPad. And finally, new analysis suggests medieval and early modern lawyers in Britain used sheepskin for legal documents because it helped prevent fraud. Researchers at the universities of Exeter, York and Cambridge found that of 477 documents dating from that period, most were written on sheepskins rather than goatskin or calfskin vellum. They suggest this may have been because the structure of sheepskin made attempts to remove or modify text obvious, thanks to fatty deposits between layers of skin. You're up to date. We'll be back tomorrow. Please do make sure to subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard in London. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.